Days of torrential rain on the Caribbean island of Hispaniola caused floods and mudslides that have killed more than 600 people. Thousands more have been left homeless. The island is shared by Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Troops in the Dominican Republic and multinational forces in Haiti are working to locate victims and help survivors. Reporter Michael Dibert is in Haiti, where he says the devastation is widespread.
Basically, there was a lot of homes swept away. A lot of homes in Haiti are built in valleys between very steep mountains and whatnot. And so with Haiti being so deforested as it is, when it rains, the water just torrentially cascades down the mountains and sweeps a lot of things away in its path, whether they're homes or livestock. There was a lot of crops destroyed, you know, houses flooded and things like that.
The river that flooded is on the border between the Dominican Republic and Haiti itself?
Yes, that's correct. It's right in this area that's shared by Haiti and the Dominican Republic. So there's a lot of people who died on both sides, on the Haitian side as well as on the Dominican side. And there were a lot of Haitians who work in the Dominican side who also died.
When you talked to survivors, did they tell you whether they'd had any warning of anything that was about to happen as these mudslides came down?
No, a lot of them told me basically that they were sleeping in their homes towards about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning, and that all of a sudden the water started rushing through. And I talked to actually three brothers whose mother, she ran a little boutique in a small town called Tomon, and she had just she was swept away out of her house. Her house was completely destroyed, and she was swept away.
Is there anything left of these villages?
That's the strange thing, you know. In some of the villages, you'll have several houses that are relatively untouched and then a couple houses that are completely destroyed. So the water cut a very kind of distinct path, I guess, through them. And the destruction doesn't seem to follow necessarily a logical pattern.
What can you tell us about the effort to find both victims and any possible survivors?
Well, I know on the Dominican side, the Dominican military has been very active with that. And then also the multinational force here in Haiti. They've been, you know, searching for survivors along the river, and they've also been airlifting a lot of supplies to the affected areas. You can see from the valleys in which are most affected, you can see Chinook helicopters going over a couple times a day, dropping food and relief supplies and whatnot.
Where are the survivors going? Are there any sorts of tents that are being set up for them?
Well, a lot of people seem to be straggling into the towns. I spoke to one young kid who had been stranded in the mountains for several days eating oranges. And, you know, at the moment, from what I could see, they're just pretty much trying to make their way home as easily as possible.
Is the relief operation robust enough that any of these needs are being met?
Well, it's a bit tough to say, you know, because there's a bit of an ongoing problem regarding these natural disasters in Haiti, because the country, it has so little arable land, and people tend to build in places where they really shouldn't be living, you know, in the bottom of valleys and whatnot, where the water just rushes through. So I think if they want to meet the needs in the long term, they're going to have to try and somehow convince people not to live in these very high-risk areas.
There are reports of mass graves being dug, mass burials underway. I assume there's a strong threat of disease in a case like this.
Yes, exactly. I spoke to some officials with the Dominican military in Jimani yesterday, which is the border town that is shared with Haiti, the Haitian side being Malpas, and they had just finished burying 150 corpses in a common grave for that exact reason, that they were afraid of a really rapid spread of disease through the town.
Okay, Michael Dibert, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Reporter Michael Dibert in Haiti, the death toll from floods and mudslides in Haiti and the Dominican Republic is now more than 600.